Now Maureen Lane will present Kids Corner.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Do we have any other kids here this morning? Got a small group this morning.
Yeah.
But you know what? God's going to listen to us even if there's a small group.
Small
is good. Yes. I got to do something very exciting this week. I got to go with our awesome youth group to the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma and work with the work camp. And it was so much fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And I know Pastor Eric is talking about superheroes. And this week he's talking about women that are superheroes. Now, do you know of any women superheroes? Have you? Oh, somebody said something there. When I was a little girl, there was a TV show on called Wonder Woman. Yes, and she was a superhero. And when my daughter, Emily, was little, she wanted to be Superman. And we kept telling her, you can't be Superman. And then the movie Supergirl came out. And we told her she could be Supergirl. Well, she still wanted to be Superman. But anyway, so Supergirl is a superhero, too. Do you think there are any super women or superheroes out there now that are women? Well, I want to let you know, I met one this week. I met one. Her name was Jewel. Isn't that a neat name? Her name was Jewel Millsap, and she, I think, is a superwoman. Now, what do you think superheroes do? What do superheroes do for us? Do you think they help people that need help? Yeah? Okay. Do you think they come to the aid of people that are in, hurting or need help? Sure they do. And I think this lady that we met this week, Jewel, was a superhero. Now, what do you think she looks like? Have an idea? Well, let me tell you this. They call her Granny Jewel. So now what do you think she looks like? What color hair does she have? Granny, white, yes. She had white hair. Yeah, she didn't have a fancy uniform or costume on. But I think she's a superhero. You know why? Every day that we were there, Granny Jewel made sure that there were women from the church that brought food for our kids to eat lunch and for all the adults that were with us. Every single day, she had a fantastic lunch for us. And she said so many nice things to us and made us feel so good about what we were doing. And they call her Granny Jewel because she also volunteers and works with first grade kids every day and in the schools down there. And they have four grannies in the school that she's in, and she's one of them. I think, and she's probably 80-some years old, so I think that makes her a superwoman. And we had another superwoman along that I know on this trip, and I have to say this. We had an awesome, awesome group of kids on our trip. They were hard workers, and I think we had another superwoman in the form of Jamie Dirks right up there. Yes, ma'am. On the way home, when some of us were getting kind of grouchy with one another, she still had a sense of humor. She put up with the adults as well as the kids, and I think that makes her a superwoman. She has a way of talking with our kids that even if she has to tell them they've done something wrong, they still know that she loves them. And I think that means she's filled with the Spirit. She's filled with the Holy Spirit. I think women that are superwomen are filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was so impressed that we got to meet some this week, a lot of them, and we got to have one with us. So, I'd like you all to say a little prayer with me now, okay? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each young person up here. We ask that you be with them throughout this week. We ask that you help them find superwomen in their lives. And that we thank you for the superwomen in all of our lives, Lord. All of these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
The children are invited to collect change for mission during this hymn, which is coming up. In 2008, the children collected over $1,900 for apportionments. Our hymn is Have Thine Own Way, number 382 in your blue hymn book.